helping your dating life with the second date update. Morning, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, more importantly, what's going on with you, man? How's the dating life? Where are you at right now? Like, how can we help you?
I thought things were going all right. You know, I don't think I'm that terrible of a person to go out with or anything.
Okay.
but I went on a date with this lovely girl, Stephanie. We had a great time together. And, you know, I have a lot of weird stories because I work as a dentist. I'm a dental surgeon.
Oh, wow.
Hey, okay. All right.
That's so weird, man. We were talking earlier this week about like dental surgery. That's such a random.
I was going to say, did you pull someone's tooth out on a hoverboard by any chance?
There's a story of this dentist who actually pulled out someone's tooth while riding a hoverboard and lost their license.
that wasn't me, I swear.
Okay, so that's not you. You're not that guy. But I bet you
no,
have some. Go ahead.
It's definitely right. It's the time of the season, man. Everybody got done with their holidays, eating, and they're all coming in to get their teeth cleaned. That's what it is. How it goes.
Okay. So you feel like you're a good dinner date because you can always pull from the bag of work-related stories.
Yeah. You know, I always like, I think it's kind of one of the unique things, just, you know, A, to show that I'm not this jobless bum or anything. And B, just because there's a lot of, like, really interesting people that come in. But people have these crazy stories about how they get, like, their teeth knocked out. And you just see you meet all kinds of people working as a dentist. So I like to think I'm a pretty good, like, people person, you know?
All right, Doc, I got a question for you. Just how graphic did you get? Because I hate teeth things. When people tell me things that happened to their teeth or that they saw happen to other people's teeth, I don't want to hear it. Horror movies, when it starts raining teeth, I'm not about it.
That's
I don't like
out.
Teeth. That's just not my jam. So did you maybe tell her something that was a little, ew?
I mean, I don't think so, but I have a high tolerance, I guess. But
yeah.
I'm not, like, showing pictures or anything. I did mention about this one kid who he was in college, and he was drinking with his friends, and they were playing Flip Cup, and he guess he slipped on the floor and knocked out his two front teeth.
So Flip Cup related injuries.
So maybe it was a story.
I'm telling you, that has to be it.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way, she's not getting back to me, and I thought we had a great time, but I don't know. I'd like to give it another shot if I could.
Well, why don't we get Stephanie's number from you? We'll call her up and we'll ask if it's, you know, your teeth stories that are getting in the way, or if it's something else.
That'd be great. Thanks so much.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Corey. Corey's a dental surgeon. Like, that's legit, yeah. Man.
That is legit.
I mean, why is he? He should be getting date after date after date. He's a doctor.
Even doctors are having hey, are you handsome, Doc?
You know, I don't think I'm that terrible to look at.
He's a handsome doctor, and he's having this many problems. What's it like out there for the rest of us?
What's the world to do?
Yeah. You know, us hard fours having a hard time out there, and this hot doctor can't even get a date.
So Corey met Stephanie, and Stephanie's not calling Corey back. Hey, man, we were able to track down Stephanie, so I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say a word. Just let us talk to her for a second, okay?
All right.
Okay. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi. You're actually talking. My name's John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe's here. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes for us to just talk and record?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Cool. You know, it's crazy as Jackson was actually just talking before we picked up with you about how hard dating is and how how frustrating it is to do, especially in the new year. Are you experiencing kind of the same thing?
Oh my goodness, it's so hard. Yes.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's such a chore, too.
It is. It's so hard.
But I'm sure it's exciting when you meet someone who maybe has a cool career. Like maybe they're a doctor, maybe they're a dental surgeon, and they can share with you all these awesome stories, maybe about even of someone losing their front teeth while playing Flip Cup. Like these are just things that I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah. It sounds maybe like you talked to Corey?
I did talk to Corey. He actually reached out to us because he thought you guys had a really good date and, you know, you're not calling him back now. And we can't help but think maybe his dental stories were a little too much, too graphic around the dinner table. Is that why you're not calling him back?
Oh, gosh. This honestly could be maybe the weirdest date of my life.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh, gosh. So we're sitting there talking, and Corey, he points out this growth in the middle of his forehead. And
like a zit?
It's not. No, not a zit. It's much bigger. And to be honest, I had noticed it, but I wasn't going to ask about it, of course. That just felt rude. So it turns out that this growth is a non-cancerous growth, which is good for Corey. You know, that's great. But then he proceeds to call it his unicorn horn.
No.
And yes, and he keeps trying to get me to touch it.
Mm-mm. No.
And it was so gross, and he just wouldn't stop talking about it. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, you got to run, girl. That is next
like
level.
A skin tag?
Okay, can I just?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Corey. Stephanie, Corey's been listening in. Corey and his unicorn horn has been listening in. Corey, I'm speechless. I can't help it. Tell us what's going
Why?
On.
You know, it's not like I was trying to say. You were complimenting my looks earlier. I was just saying, like, I'm kind of self-conscious about this growth on my head, and I try to bring a sense of humor to it. I try to point out the elephant in the room. I don't, like, you know, I'm trying to liven the situation. That's all.
Point out the unicorn in the room.
I see it, and I don't need him to keep talking about it.
He's like,
and wanting me to touch it. It's gross.
It's like one of those door stops, the old springy ones where you hit it, you're like, doing.
He like tattoos Hodor on it. Okay, wait.
I know it's very obvious. I try, you know, I wanna like laugh about it. You know, I wanna like.
Okay,
you're a doctor. Clip it off.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I thought. That's
not that
I
kind
thought.
Of a doctor.
Okay.
You have to know plastic surgeons could remove it, right?
So Corey,
it's not cancerous. It's, you know, it's just purely you know, a
cosmetic.
That's all, you know.
Yeah.
Cosmetic, exactly.
So my question then is, and I like your approach, you know, lead with it, make a joke about it, take the power away, blah, 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 because otherwise she's going to be staring at your horn the whole time. However, why continue bringing it up, and why invite her to touch it? That's my biggest problem. Why bring her in on it?
Like, I'm a dentist, and I believe that the one way to get over our fears and our insecurities about things is just approach them head on. That's all. So I figure we, you know, joke around about it, make it not a big deal, and then we can move on. But
yeah, you just gotta take the bull by the unicorn.
Oh my god!